Hello, folks, and welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name's Ivan Emke with you for the next 60 minutes, and today, which is show number 174, we're talking about love and all that. Part 2, this is Eric Bibb and Mamadou Diabaté. I'll tell you more about the show in just a minute. They're about to sing.
Look, baby, now you know I can be the one to be your man. Baby, now you know I'd do anything in the world for you to have loving from a baby's eyes. Oh, loving from a baby's eyes. See that loving in my baby's eyes. Loving from a baby's eyes. Look, baby, now you know darn well love you better than another man can tell. Love you, baby, now you know I'd do anything in the world for you to have loving from a baby's eyes. See that loving in my baby's eyes. Put that loving in my baby's eyes. Loving from a baby's eyes. Late at night when I take my rest, oh, I hold your pictures to my breast. Love you, baby, now you know I'd do anything in the world for you to have loving from a baby's eyes. See that loving in my baby's eyes. Having that loving from a baby's eyes. Loving from a baby's eyes. Love you, baby. Love you, baby. Mama, now you know I do. Love you, baby. Love you, baby. Do anything for you. When I take my rest, oh, I hold your pictures to my breast. Love you, baby, now you know I'd do anything in the world for you to have loving from a baby's eyes. Loving in a baby's eyes. Having that loving from a baby's eyes. Loving from a baby's eyes. Oh, that loving from a baby's eyes. Loving from a baby's eyes. Give me that magic in my baby's eyes. Loving in my baby's eyes.
To start us off today, that's a track called Lovin' in My Baby's Eyes. That's Eric Bibb and Mamadou Diabaté. And Eric Bibb's been in the blues world for 5 decades and more, whatever. His father, the late Leon Bibb, was an activist, an actor, folk singer, marched at Selma with Dr. Martin Luther King. And so Eric was deeply influenced by his home and growing up and getting to meet all kinds of people who became household names, Dylan, Baez, Seeger, Havens, Taj Mahal, and so on. He synthesized all that into 20-some solo albums and a whole pile of collaborative albums and live albums as well. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and we're talking about love and all that. This is part two of the show that we're focusing on. That's show number 174, and I'm glad you could join me. Next up, we have from St. John's, Newfoundland, Crooked Stovepipe. They're based there, and they've been playing bluegrass and traditional music since 1973. So do your math quickly, however many years, 48 years, whatever, something like that. They've been at lots of festivals. Two of the members, Neil and Ted, have been there all along, and I've got 5 CDs out and a children's recording as well. This is from their latest CD called Handpicked Bluegrass Music from Newfoundland. And how do they keep going? Well, they were asked about that, and the trick is to get young crack musicians to join them and re-energize things every once in a while. So the band at the moment is somewhere between 30 years old and 80 years old, so that's a great intergenerational mix there. This is something, which is it's a Ron Hind song, actually. It's called Take a Chance on Love.
Sweet, so marry me, and I'm like I said I'd be. chance on love. Take a chance on love. Honey, won't you take a chance on love? Well, come on, babe, and dry your tears. Take you to the Calvert Fair. Honey, won't you take a chance on love? Honey, won't you take a chance on love? I can pick and I can grin, and I've got whiskers on my chin. Honey, won't you take a chance on love? Take a chance on love, take a chance on love. Honey, won't you take a chance on love? Well, come on, babe, dry your tears, take you out of Carbonear. Honey, won't you take a chance on love? Sores from working on the Labrador. Honey, won't you take a chance on love? I was born by the open seas, nobody messed with me. Honey, won't you take a chance on love? Take a chance on love, take a chance on love. Honey, won't you take a chance on love? Well, come on, sweets, and marry me. I'd be like best that I'd be. Honey, won't you take a chance on love?
Hazel Dickens there with Susan American Bluegrass Singer. That's something called Love Me or Leave Me Alone. She has this really high, lonesome singing style, as you can tell, but she did a lot of work with pro-union songs and so on. She grew up in Montcalm, Mercer County, West Virginia, 8th of 11 children, and she was from an extended family of miners. And she lived her politics on the picket lines and staring down gunfire and goon squads and so on. Back in the 1960s, she met Mike Seeger. who is the younger half-brother of Pete Seeger and founding member of the New Lost City Ramblers, a great band. And so she became, Hazel became active in the Baltimore, Washington area bluegrass folk music scene, and she developed a relationship with Mike Seeger's wife, a musical relationship, and they, Alice Gerard. They recorded together as Hazel and Alice. They probably recorded the first bluegrass album done by women. The bluegrass has been kind of a, well, still is to some many extent, a bastion of males who are playing this stuff. And so that was the first one. She also was in, I don't know if you ever saw the movie, it was a documentary, Harlan County, USA, about the struggle of the country's miners' union, especially in that county, in Harlan County, scab workers and so on. And she was featured in that. So that was Hazel Dickens. Before that, we heard from Crooked Stovepipe, and you're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 170. Oh, what is it? 174. I have to write that down somewhere that I can see it. Next up, we have Alison Lupton, and she was born and raised on a dairy farm in rural Ontario. She's been immersed in Canadian folk life. She started singing in church, you know, playing flute in school, studied Irish and Celtic music, and she was with a band. When I first saw her, she was with a band called Killy Cranky many, many years ago. Her first solo album was in 2001, and she's had a bunch since then, lots of touring and so on. One of the keys is that she gathers really stellar musicians around her as well, which is very wise. Because she's very good herself, but it's it always lifts, you know, just like a rising tide lifts all boats, getting a great bunch of backup musicians and co-conspirators in music together, and it makes everything sound really great. This is from a CD called Words of Love. It means, you know, it's the sort of thing I should play on this show about love, and there's nothing really quite like love letters. This is Alison Lupton.
Country way back in 83, and there he first met with young Sarah McLean. The wild rose of morning, the pale flower of dawn, and it hurled a springtime into Billy's life that day. Sarah, she could not see the daylight of reality in her fair young heart. Billy bore not a flaw, no, not a chosen one. He was a hired gun and wanted in Kansas City by the law. Then one day a tall man came riding from the badlands that lie to the north of New Mexico. And he was overheard to say he was looking for Billy Gray, wanted a young man and a danger settler. Well, the news it came creeping to Billy, fast sleeping there in the Clarendon Bar and Hotel. And he ran to the old church that lies on the outskirts. He was thinking he would hide in the old steeple bell. But a rifle ball came flying, face down he lay dying there in the dust on the road where he lay. But Sarah ran to him, she was cursing the law, and the poor girl knew no reason except that he'd been slain. She first met Billy some 40 years ago. And the wild rose of morning has faded with the dawn, and in each day of sadness that the long years have grown. And written on the stone where the dusty winds have long blown, 18 words to a passing world say, true love knows no season, no rhyme or no reason. Justice is as cold as the Granger County clay. True love knows no season, no rhyme or no reason. Justice is as cold as the Granger County clay.
It's a wonderful voice there, Matthew Byrne. He believes that storytelling through song is a fundamental duty of traditional music, and he is certainly faithful to that duty. That's something called True Love Knows No Season from his CD, Hearts and Heroes. His parents are world singers and song collectors, and he's from Newfoundland. A strong family focus on sharing songs. His dad was Joe Byrne of the folk duo Pat and Joe Byrne. He's performed and recorded both as a solo artist, and he's also been a member of the Dardanelles. And he's got about 4 studio albums out. I've heard that he's working on another one based in the UK. It's produced by Martin Simpson, none other than that, with a bunch of great musicians from the English folk scene, like Nancy Kerr and Andy Cutting and Liz Hanks and so on. Matthew's had a number of CFMA award nominations, a fine singer and player. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 174, Love and All That, Part 2. You could be listening on the Voice of Bombay, CHBB, which is 95.9 FM in Norris Point, 98.1 in Rocky Harbour, possibly on Radio Belle Island, CJBI, 93.9 FM in Belle Island, Newfoundland, or possibly Fanshawe's 106.9, The X. CIXX in London, Ontario. However you got here, I'm glad you're joining me. Next up, we have Labrador Black Spruce. I'm not talking about the tree here, but the musical band is a six-piece. Its main goal was to record songs by poets and songwriters from Labrador. They collect poems, set them to music, and they wrote some of the original material, kind of a folk country style, a mix of instruments. And this is from their second CD, which was originally available on cassette. This tells you that, you know, they were working in, well, in the former century. But it's also on CD as well. It's called Ashwanipi Wish, and they disbanded, I think, in 1999 because of work commitments and locations. It was limiting their ability to travel to the venues where they had offers to play. I think they were from the western part of Labrador for the most part. They're all working full-time jobs. One of their members was a medical doctor as well. They did release The Best of Labrador Black Spruce, I think, in 2005. But this is something called How I Love My Grandpa. This is Labrador Black Spruce.
I was born and raised in a Newfoundland outfit where a man is as tough as the sea, where tradition lives on in the hearts of the people. It was taught by my grandpa to me. Raised in a family with 13 children, back then it was hard just to live. But my grandfather was always beside me, giving something although he had nothing to give. He could build you a boat or a parade. He could build a kid's jumping jack toy, and the care he would put into building a pine box if someone in our small town had died. How I love my grandpa. He meant the sailed around the world on his knee. He told me how he fought in the war for his country. He fought so all men would be free. And he would say, son, I wish when you get old, you'll never have to fight like. And he'd always be saying, let me fish off St. Mary's about the girls down in Arbor Lagoon. I can still see him smiling. I guess he remembered the years when he fished down there too. How I love my grandpa. He meant the whole world. Sailed around the world on his knee. He taught me that Sunday was the Lord's day. No manner of work should be done. Went to church in the morning, ate dinner at noon, took a nap in the parlor at one. But progress has changed all in Newfoundland outports, where your grandparents live just next door. For now they all live in some government manor before they're 10 years over three score. How I love my grandpa. He meant the world to me. How I love my grandpa. I sailed around the
It doesn't matter how far down I go. It doesn't matter if I fall. It doesn't matter if they cast their stones. When I'm up against the wall, 'cause you found me in the darkness, and you found me all alone, and you found me with no story, and then it took me home, and it's your love brings me around, it's your love that brings me around. I always hear a joyful sound. It's your love that brings me around. You heard me screaming through the long nights. I thought for sure that you would put me down, but instead you held me closer and took me to a higher ground. And when hot tears would come to my eyes, all my worlds did collide. And then I knew that you were with me, always upright by my side. And it's your love that brings me around. It's your love that brings me around. I always hear a joyful sound, 'cause it's your love that brings me around. I thought for sure I was stranded in the night, that I would never see the day. I thought for sure I should just give up the fight. I nearly threw it all away. But it's your love that brings me around. It's your love brings me around. I always hear a joyful sound. It's your love that brings me around. Well, it's your love that brings me around. It's your love that brings me around. I always hear a joyful sound. And it's your love that brings me around. It's your love that brings me around.
That's from Tim Harrison. He's a Canadian writer of songs and stories, singing with some compassion and hope. He's from Grey County originally. The title of that CD was Grey County, indeed. And his debut in the folk scene was the release of his album Train Going East, which was produced by Stan Rogers, engineered by Daniel Lanois back in the day. So he performed through Canada and the United States in the 80s and the 90s. He's a radio host, concert performer. He's an artistic director of a number of festivals, including Summer Folk, which he helped to found, Mariposa Folk Festival, Northwinds, Eaglewood Folk Festival, and so on. But since about 1999 or so, he's been working on his own music, and he's a consummate performer, as they say, great singing and guitar work. And that was the song called Your Love Brings Me Around. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, show number 174 on Love and All That, part 2. I'm glad to be with you today, and maybe you're listening at Bay of Islands Radio, CKVB, 100.1 FM in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, or possibly Cape May Radio, WCFA, 101.5 FM in Cape May, New Jersey. Thanks for joining me, however you got here. You could also be listening on the web, various places, or rbbmusic.ca, which is where all of these things are archived. Next up, we have a band called Crooked Wood. It's a trio, Chris Murphy, Steve Kennedy, and John McClurg. And they first came together about 2004, ended up at Mariposa in 2005, had an album out around that same time. They're all from the Kingston-ish area, whatever. Chris had been with the Celtic group Shores of Newfoundland for many years, and some people might have seen him then. McClurg got his musical start as part of a gospel group called Cantus with his sister Heather and went on from there. Steve Kennedy fronted the band SOS for a while. He also worked in dinner theater quite a bit. So together they're called Crooked Wood, and this is a CD I sort of came across. I hadn't really heard of them before, but I'm quite taken with it. I quite love it. It's a CD that was made some time ago, but 2008 maybe? somewhere in around there. And the name of it is, well, it's Gaelic for crooked wood. Anyway, I won't tell you. I won't even try to pronounce it. But this is the Hari love song, or Tire. Sometimes I hear it pronounced as just as this is written, T-I-R-E. But you can sing along, Hari, Haro, my bonnie wee girl. This is Crooked Wood.
Hari, Haro, my bonnie wee girl. Hari, Haro, my fair one, will you come away with me, love, to be my own, my rare one? All together down by the sea, down by the sea in the gloamin', stepping it lightly with dancing feet, and then together home. Hurry, hurro, my bonnie. Hari, haro, my fair one, will you come away with me, love, to be my home, my rare
and le ko tsi a ko le ne hele ti he to ne son chu le te ne ke go ga ma si he to i pe i te tu kon e tsi na du tsa le Nezon deken, ne ti se fe, nezon anete. Ena, eifu. Ena, eifu.
Recorded in concert, that's Paul Andrew, and he's a singer and a journalist, and out of the north, he's broadcast in Dene, and that was a song in Dene. It's called the Dene Love Song. It's something he wrote. Dene is one of the 12 official languages of the north, and it's one of the oldest spoken languages in the world, and Paul Andrew composes his own songs in Dene. He was elected chief back in his 20s, actually. He was educated by a lot of great northern leaders and elders and chiefs. And not just educated about the ancient times and so on, but also the lessons of his Dene culture. And as a journalist, he's continued to share the tragedies and triumphs of the North with throughout that region and the world. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and there's a couple of ways you could be listening that I haven't mentioned yet. The Mun Radio CHMR, 93.5 FM in St. John's, Newfoundland, or possibly on Caper Radio, CJBU across the way in Cape Breton and in Sydney, Cape Breton. Glad you could join me however you got to this show. Next up, we have a band. We're continuing on with our theme of love and all that, and a band called the Black Twig Pickers. And the song is called Love My Honey I Do, or in some places where language is a little bit more colorful than just that sort of archaic flat language, it's a Loves Me Honey I Does. But anyway, it's an Appalachian old-time band with fiddle, banjo, jaw harp, you know, percussion, guitar, mouth harp, fiddle, you know, all those sorts of things. I think I've mentioned fiddle twice, didn't I? They're from Virginia and West Virginia, and they have a forward-thinking approach. It's sort of, they take music of times gone by, but sometimes they add in a little bit of modern improvisation or drone or punk or whatever. But this is from their CD called Aronto Special. Now, on this track, they are actually doing something called fiddle sticks, you'll notice. So somebody's playing little sticks, like hammer dulcimer sticks, on the fiddle strings as they play. This is the Black Twig Pickers.
if I forsake. I own true love, bright day will turn to night. Ooh, ooh,
Love's a big, big heartache, dressed up in fancy clothes. Love's a big, big heartache, hiding behind a rose. So that's sort of the negative side, or the downside, I suppose, of when love leaves. That was Barbara Chamberlain, and she's from White House in the Yukon. She has roots in Oregon, and she has about four albums out. It's kind of jazzy, rock art, northern folk, or whatever. She's a singer, performer, and she does a lot of teaching as well, both in Whitehorse and throughout the Pacific Northwest. She grew up the daughter of a choir director. She's always loved to do things with the voice. She worked with the Whitehorse Community Choir sometime. I think she founded the Neptunes, which is the mostly men's choir that came out of that. Anyway, that was from a CD called Tether Hooks and Velcro, which is a number of women from the Yukon and their music. So it was a great introduction to a number of performers I hadn't heard before. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 174 on Love and All That. My name's Ivan Imke, with you as always once a week to play some of my favorite tracks or things that have been in the back of my mind or on my shelf this week. Next up, we have Andy M. Stewart. Andy McGregor, or Andy Stewart. He was born in Alyth in Perthshire. He was a Scottish singer, songwriter. He was an instrumentalist. He was formerly the frontman for Silly Wizard, which is a really great band out of Scotland, and back in the 70s and 80s and so on. It broke up in 1988. And then Andy went on, did 4 solo albums and 3 with Manus Lunny as well. And several of his songs have become well-known within the folk community. There's lots of people who've done covers of The Ramblin' Rover or Golden Golden, The Queen of Argyle, those sorts of things. And his classic renditions of Robert Burns songs have been very, very, very well received. He unfortunately died in 2015. He was still far too young. But it's an amazingly supple voice, a very sensitive interpreter of traditional songs, and a really good banjo player, too, rapid fire. He could hold his own. And for his part, Andy once described his time in Silly Wizard as being, and this is a quote, like spending 12 years in a Marx Brothers movie. But they did some amazing music. And he always used the M in the middle of his middle name, McGregor, Andy M. Stewart, because he didn't want to have any confusion with that other Andy Stewart, very famous Andy Stewart, the entertainer whose approach to Scottish music was, well, somewhat different than his own. This is from a CD called Donegal Rain. And it was one of the CDs that, well, he had a bunch of people with him, like Manus Lunny and so on. This is another song of sort of the darker side of love. This is called When You Took Your Love From Me, Andy M. Stewart.
How can you say you're not having fun when the road you're on is the lucky one? How can it be you've the nerve to complain when you left me, you took all I'd die to regain? When you took your smile, well, you must have took mine, for it hasn't been seen in a while. When you took your love, when you took your love, when you took your love from me. How can you say you're not having a ball when I pick up the phone, you're not in for my call? How can you say this old world gets you down while I'm sitting at home, you're out painting the town? When you took your heart, well, you didn't take mine, you just pulled the poor thing apart. When you took your love, when you took your love, when you took your love from me. Now that it's over, I'm closing the book. I know how this ends, I don't need to. You'll be a success and I'll go back to school, and I'll keep right on loving you and being the fool. When you took your touch, then you're taking it all. You know that I loved it so much. When you took your love, when you took your love, when you took your love from me. When you took your love, when you took your love, when you took your love from me.
Be one in the name of truth. rule like soldiers so brave. Your freedoms we will save with our rifles and grenades and some help from God. I want to see my family, my wife and child waiting for me. I've got to go home, I've been so lonely, you see. I want to see my family, my wife and child waiting for me. I've got to go home, I've been so lonely, you see. You just can't believe the joy I did receive when I finally got my leave and I was going home. Oh, I flew through the sky, my convictions couldn't lie. For my country I would die and I would see it soon. I wanna see my family, my wife and child waiting for me. I've got to go home, I've been so alone, you see. I wanna see my family, my wife and child waiting for me. I've got to go home, I've been so alone, you see. It said that I was a great, great man, but that I was dead. I wanna see my family, my wife and child waiting for me. I've got to go home, I've been so alone, you see. I wanna see my family, my wife and child waiting for me. I've got to go home, I've been so alone, you see. My wife and child waiting for me. I've got to go home, I've been so alone, you see. I want to see my family, my wife and child waiting for me. I've got to go home, I've been so alone, you see. I want to see my family, my wife and child waiting for me. I've got to go home, I've been so alone, you see. Child waiting for me. I've got to go home. I've been so alone, you see.
That's a band called The Oyster Band, and a song there called Love Vigilantes, which got them onto this show, obviously, because this show has been all about love and all that, part two of the show. Oyster Band, I've played them a number of times. They've been around Canterbury since 1976, something like that, and a great band for sure. Well, that music in the background means that it's about time to finish off. This is Dedannon, and it's from their album called A Jacket of Battery. Sometimes love, you know, when you're in love, you can't really say the words that you mean to say. You feel like a radio DJ who's trying to figure out what to say next. You feel awkward. And so this is a set of tunes called The Clumsy Lover. It's really one tune, but it's done many different ways. It's no clumsiness here in the playing from Dedannon. But it sets us off for the rest of this show. Thanks for joining me. I'm glad you could be here. And I hope you join me again next time for who knows what, but it'll be about the mixture fairly similar as today. Dedannon's an Irish band, started in 1975 in Galway, had quite a different combinations over the years, about 14 albums, but always great stuff. Do take care of each other these times, and hope to see you again. Happy trails!